Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
John! John, where are you? Open the door!
Look, everyone, he's coming through the door.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody! It's Barney!
Welcome, John Ellis of Tree 63.
When you hear the signal, it will be Tree 63 exactly.
Tonight, live from Monte Cassino, John Ellis, the lead singer of Tree 63.
Yes.
Big round of applause.
Yes.
Well, your whole career flashed right by you, right?
It felt like it lasted 20 years and took 10 minutes. It was awesome.
Well, welcome. Tonight we're going to play your top 10 songs of all time. You've given me 20. But your playlist today is absolutely amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
And tonight you're going to hear all those songs. And we're going to talk about, this is how this show works, okay? We're going to start from the day you were born.
Oh, okay.
Right until now. It's going to take 2 hours.
Wow.
to, and I want you to cry. I want you to get emotional with me because we're going to talk about Nashville, the ups and downs of rock and roll, the bad things you went through, the good things.
Okay.
So do you remember the first day you were born?
Yes, I remember it like yesterday.
What was it like?
It was quite a traumatic experience, but I came out with lots of hair, which is a bit tricky because now there's none left, so I don't know.
Wait, how many, in those days, pounds? How many pounds, kgs?
I don't know. 1972, that's how old I am. So, I don't know.
You must have been about 5 kgs, 4.5, because you're quite a big guy.
Yeah, but I was a stock, what do you call it in Afrikaans? It's very thin.
A fetto.
Nee, man. The opposite.
Well, mar.
Yeah, mar. Okay.
Now, your mom and dad, are they still around?
Yes, happily, we're all from Durban, born and raised.
And they still live there?
Yeah, they're all lacquer and everything's happening, so we're still around. Yeah.
Great. So, where were you born? In a hospital, in the back of a, while your mom was watching a movie at the drive-in? Yeah, I don't know.
In a Fender guitar case.
Without the plectrum.
Without the plectrum, sauna plectrum.
So do you still, I mean, you know, when it's your birthday, your mom goes, you were born at 4 o'clock in the morning. I gave birth to you. It took about 7 hours. Do you still discuss that with mom?
42 years later.
I remember the day you were born.
And the whole thing.
Okay. What time do you remember?
Yeah, it was apparently at 9 o'clock at night, on Thursday night, July the 6th, 1972.
Oh, it must have been cold. But not in Durban, I mean. It's
no, lovely. Durban, I mean, come on, please. Durban doesn't get winter ever.
How big is the family? How many brothers, sisters?
I'm the oldest of three, and there's a half-sister who's listening now.
All right. Yeah. Hello, half-sister.
Hi, half-sister.
How are you?
Fine.
What is her name?
Her name is Natalie, and she's at Rhodes.
Okay. Grahamstown. She's listening.
About to become a professor of geography or something ridiculous. I don't know.
You know, she could have become a rock star if she decided no.
No. She looked at her big brother and she said, not me.
All right. Your first day at school. Okay, before you, I want to know, between 1 and about 6, do you remember anything clearly? Like something funny that happened or something horrible or whatever? Come on, John.
Possibly. But I mean, growing up in Durban is a blur of sunshine and beach. Because when moms get bored in Durban, they just take their kids to the beach. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the beach is the back garden for most parents in Durban. So we apparently, the three of us brothers grew up with white hair, brown skin. And that was just our back garden was Umhlanga Beach. So all the memories of those years are just blurred into this long beach story. You know, it's not a bad way to grow up.
And when did you buy your first skateboard? You remember?
No, I'm not that oak.
Okay, when did you buy your first surfboard?
Guitar.
Okay, then your first day at school, you must have been a little bit nervous. Mom and dad there, were you emotional? Like, go through that quickly.
I think I was probably quite emotional because the firstborn child of every family is always the one who is the guinea pig of the family, right? Mm-hmm. The parents are the first time parents. And they teach themselves on that first child. So the first child is always a bit of a mistake. And so my other brothers learned from me, but that first year of school would have been panicky parents trying to put up with this first child and the first child going, what can't I? So I don't really remember other than probably being just feeding off the parents' anxiety.
But do you did you wear a uniform, your nice little shoes, your socks?
It was typical suburban. Durban's very English, you know, especially in those days. Socks, sandals, the whole deal.
What was the school, primary school called?
Sunningdale.
Sunningdale
it's
Primary.
Still there, yeah. It's still there.
And do you still speak to any of those school teachers? Are they still around?
You know what? When I was there it would have been 1976, 7, they were already quite old. I don't think anyone's left.
They retired, living on farms or on the beach.
Or possibly further. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, anything that you remember being at primary school? I mean, were you naughty? Were you the bully or were you bullied?
I was a bullied. I was the responsible oldest son that did everything parat. And my middle brother is the black sheep.
Oh, okay. So a lot of discipline at primary school. Were there girls in your school as well?
Oh, yeah. But I was not
into the girls.
Not very confident. My brother was. If I know then what I know now, another story. Yeah, my dad was a teacher, so we learned lots. We went to respect authority. He was a headmaster at my high school.
Okay. So, were you head boy at this primary school? I heard rumors.
Eventually, I was deputy head boy.
Well, that's not bad.
XOO.
Who's the guy that was head boy? Do you remember him?
Yeah, he's around. Richard Almond.
Oh, really?
He's a cricket player, but I wasn't cricket enough.
Okay.
So I didn't make it.
Did you take part in any sport primary school now? Were you forced to sort of play rugby or soccer or cricket or tennis or whatever?
No, my dad being a teacher of a boys' high school in the 70s in South African society in those days, you grew up playing sport. And he coached first team cricket and rugby, like your dad, right?
Yeah.
So we grew up playing cricket and rugby and soccer. And I was apparently quite good at cricket, but I didn't have any of that competitive edge because somewhere around 10 or so, everything went completely down that road towards music. But I like sport, and I like it now.
Any ball sense?
Yeah.
Could you catch the big balls or the little ones?
Depends who's playing.
Cricket and tennis and golf. Did you like golf?
No, I can't do that. Cricket's my thing. I love cricket.
Okay, so primary school, did you listen to any music then? Do you remember any songs that your parents played and stuff like that? Mention a couple.
This is embarrassing, but it meant a big deal to me. 1970, might have been 1980, so I was probably 8. That Styx brought out that album with I think it was a song, it was an album with Take Me Down to My Boat on the River.
Oh, Boat on the River. Oh, brilliant song.
And for some reason, that stuck in my head.
Okay.
And then the Police had just started charting with the stuff like
Message in a Bottle.
No, the third album, Zenyatta Mundata.
Okay.
What was it? There was Don't Stand So Close
Don't
to
stand,
Me.
Don't Stand, Don't Stand. Okay.
And those songs, and then my dad, for some weird reason, was a massive Dire Straits fan.
Okay.
So those Dire Straits albums, Private Investigations, those songs, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
In the car all the time.
Yeah. So at least it was decent music.
Yeah. He was a Beatle fan, you know.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. And your parents, can they play any instruments? Are they into music?
My mom is quite a good piano teacher. She's a ballet dancer. And I think her dad apparently had played by ear. So that's where I got some of that stuff from. I'm not trained. I can hear like he did. But my dad was a frustrated. He wanted to be in the Beatles, but he just can't do anything. He's got a good voice.
Tone deaf.
No, he can sing, but he can't keep tone.
Oh, okay.
It's really weird. But he plays harmonica like John Lennon did. So he tried to get in bands. So he's very stoked that I'm doing what I do.
Okay, you are moving to high school soon. But before we get there, one of your favorite songs, one of your favorite bands, U2, a song called A Sort of Homecoming. Now, a lot of people always ask, you know, for the big hits and the fame. This song wasn't such a big hit. It's more of an album track.
Yeah.
Why do you like U2 and why do you like this specific song?
U2, I'm glad to say I got into U2 before Joshua Tree. It was when the U2 was still a cult thing. And I liked Pride, because Pride was the hit of this album. But when I put this record on, this song spoke to me some weird way at that age. When you're 12, 13.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.